Hi guys, I'll be reading today from John 5, verses 31 to 47. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. He can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to my Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Yeah, I guess one thing that really stands out to me is the fact that actually it's very much belief. You know, we can know all the words, we can know everything, but if we don't believe God, if we don't believe in God, the Father, and in Jesus and what he did, then we have no hope. And I think what I really want to pray about today, and really hopefully, is just how can we learn to really grow in that faith, grow in that belief, and really know God during the hard times, and really follow Moses' writings. So yeah, I'll just pray, and then yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that, you know, you made an exit from this world, that we can just believe and love Jesus, believe and love you. And God, I pray that your wisdom, your guidance, and just you generally just be gets revealed to everyone, that they can just either feel you for the first time or feel you afresh. God, that every minute, every hour, every day, as we go from here, as we go on with our lives, that we can just really embrace you and embrace your teachings in a whole new way, God. Amen.